Actually, Forrest and I do a lot of talking, and there's been some other people up in that are up in Chiloquin that hit it, and there's even a guy out in Bonanza that hits it.
Wow, boy, that's pretty awesome, Bonanza all the way out. That's pretty cool. That just reminded me that there's a small repeater out there by Beatty, isn't there?
Yeah, I kind of forgot to mention that one. Yeah, there's a repeater out there in Beatty, too.
Do you happen to know if that one's linked to the Hogsback repeater?
It is. The 675 is linked to the Clamath repeater.
Okay. Well, that's handy. That probably opens up quite a bit more coverage. I don't know Beatty all that well. I'm trying to think if that would reach out over into Lakeview at all.
Actually, there's somebody that lives over in Lakeview that actually hits the Hogsback repeater that we've talked to.
Wow, that is really cool. That is impressive. Man, that's quite a ways, and I would have thought with some pretty good mountains in between, but yeah, I guess Hogsback is just up there enough that you could get that kind of coverage. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised, too, to hear them and everything. But, you know, I mean, just all in location. I mean, it's like hitting the one down there at, by Weed. You know, you can hit, you know, if you're in the right spot and stuff, you can hit it even with a handheld.
Huh, boy, I haven't given any of that a try, really. I'm fairly newish to all this, so, boy, I'll have to maybe get my Yagi out and give that a go and just kind of have a fun day of it and see what repeaters I can hit from Klamath Falls. Maybe get up on a little bit of a hill, but give me an extra boost.
Yeah, I know that Forrest, he's went around and tried doing that. I know he was up on, I forget what hill, out going towards Medford, and got up on there, and he could hit just about every one of the repeaters, he said, when he was up there.
That's pretty cool, I'll bet. I don't know what hill, but, man, if you were to get up on top of Pelican, man, that's 8,000-something feet, if I remember right. That one would probably get you way out there. I bet you could hit quite a few from there.
Yeah, as soon as you said Pelican, that was the one that he was up on, that he was hitting them on.
Okay, yeah, that's a pretty tall mountain, especially to be able to have vehicle access. It's pretty handy. I don't know if there's vehicle access right now. Might have gotten a little bit of snow by now.
Oh, maybe a half inch or a little bit more. I don't know, but yeah, it's probably got a little bit of snow up there.
Yeah, probably not enough to stop somebody who's determined.
Well, you know, with a snowmobile, it'd be a fun little trip and everything. You go up there and try it.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. It'd be kind of, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's called Summits on the Air. It's a ham radio game where you basically go out to these summits in the area and you make contacts and you get four contacts, and that means you activated the summit and you get points. And it's just a game for fun. You don't win anything, but it's kind of almost the same thing like what we're describing.
no, I know exactly what you're talking about. Poto and Soto, and I forget, there's a couple other ones in there, but yeah. Parks on the Air.
Yeah, yeah. Do you do those around here?
I don't, but I do know I know there's a couple of people that go out and do that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I've been enjoying it. Like I said, I'm new to all this, so I haven't been doing it for very long. Only, oh, I don't know, a month or two. But it's been really fun.
Yeah. I just got my GMRS license just over a year ago. And, yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with it, too.
Nice. Do you know, is there a GMRS club here in town?
We've been kind of working on it. Forrest and John, 889, and I, we've been kind of working on maybe building one. So, yeah, it's in the works.
Okay. Well, very cool. I'll have to, excuse me, I'll have to keep my ears open and listen up for something like that. That'd be pretty cool. It sure is handy. I mean, just being able to have your family use it and everything, it's just so much less hassle than dealing with ham radio stuff, which, I mean, don't get me wrong, I enjoy it, but as far as just talking with friends and family, it's GMRS is definitely the more convenient way to go.
Right, you can share your license with your family and stuff. So, I don't know, in December, I'm going to go in and try for my technician's license for amateur radio. So, so that's what I'm up to. I went into their meeting, I think it was last Wednesday or something like that. And I've been working on that, too.
Well, very cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I'll look forward to hopefully catching you on the airwaves or maybe seeing you at one of the meetings. I've only gone to one or two. Schedules haven't worked out. But, yeah, it's been pretty fun. When I took mine, I was using a website called hamstudy.org that was really, really helpful for practicing and learning and all that stuff and getting ready to take my test.
Yeah, I went on Amazon and bought a book and then the audio book. I've been studying that way, but yeah, I've been thinking about going on the website and doing that one too, but the closer it gets, the more nervous I get, so I'm just trying to study more and just pay attention better.
Yeah, that was me. I was studying like crazy and getting nervous and stuff. And then I realized on that website, you can schedule a test to do it online, and you can do it whenever you want. And I was so nervous, I didn't want to wait. And so I messaged them really quick, and I asked, well, when's your next test availability? And they were like, well, in about 2 hours. Like, okay, I'm going to do it. Just got it done and out of the way with, and it was nice not having to sit there and stress about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try going in first and doing it, see how it goes. I'm hoping to be able to get in there. But I understand what you're saying.
When is their next test here locally?
December 14th.
Okay, nice. So yeah, you don't have too long to wait. That'll be cool.
No, I went through the book once. So so, but I wanted to wait now until I get a little bit closer and then start studying again. That way it's not so far apart of between reading, reading the book and everything, and then going in and taking the test.
And I forget, did you say which test you were going for? Were you going for tech or general or advanced?
No, I'm a newbie, so it would be tech.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you were interested, but when I was doing it, I was going to do just my tech, and I thought, you know what, I'll just take a look at the general information, and it really wasn't much more. There wasn't much more studying and stuff, so I just took my tech and my general at the same time and got them both. Well, not both, but got my general. I was pleasantly surprised. I was glad I did it that way, because it really wasn't too much more difficult.
Yeah, I don't know, you might be right, but I'm one of those kind of guys, I gotta take and just kind of work into it gradually.
Yeah, just let it sink in and settle for a little while, and then come back for round two.
Right. And I've pretty much been that way my whole life, and especially when it takes tests. And especially when I went to get my CDL and stuff. Of course, I was around when they was switching it from chauffeurs to CDL. So I had a lot of stuff that was grandfathered in, but still had to take a bunch of tests, and I couldn't do it all at one time. I had to do it gradually.
Yeah, hopefully you pass it, and we'll hear you on the ham waves here soon. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to them, you know, on the repeaters and stuff for the amateur radio, so, it's been looking pretty interesting.
Yeah, it sure opens up a lot of opportunities, a lot of really cool stuff out there. Right now I'm trying to learn and get set up to do WinLink email over radio, which seems like such a cool thing because you can communicate with non-hams that way, which I thought would be really nice. Still haven't got it to work yet. I'm still fiddling with all the wires and hardware and all that stuff, but it seems like a cool thing.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I've heard of it and stuff. It's just, you know, probably pay more attention to it and stuff after the tech test and start getting into things more.
Yeah, for sure. One step at a time. That's what I have to keep reminding myself, because, man, there's just so much you can dive into with it, and I've kind of been overwhelming myself lately. I need to, like, step back and be like, no, just let's get one thing done at a time.
Right. Well, I would have had mine years and years ago if it hadn't been for the Morse code thing. Because I never could get it straightened out, and then it would have been a lot easier. In fact, if I'd have done this 10 years ago, after they took out the Morse code, I would have had it I would have gotten it back then.
Yeah, that sounds like it was pretty tough. A handful of my friends had to take it when they had to use the Morse code, and boy, that would have. Yeah, I don't know if I would have got it if that were the case still. But I have actually started learning Morse code just for fun. I'm glad I didn't have to for my test.